Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. And to find out more about advancing your own spiritual awakening and finding healing through intuition and energy awareness, go to my website, CherylGlick.com. Today, I am delighted to welcome Dimitri Moriatis, co-author with Barbara Martin, of their new book, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. Dimitri is a former guest of the show and a co-founder of the Spiritual Arts Institute in California. Hello, Dimitri, and it's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Oh, likewise. It's a pleasure to be here again.
Dimitri, I always like to remind our guests and our listeners that Healing From Within, my listeners have come to know that my guests and I share our experiences as we travel this road of life, learning to work with spiritual energy and enlarging a state of consciousness and awareness in pursuit of human and divine potential. In today's episode, we will discuss the aura, or your spiritual blueprint, and discover your source of unlimited spiritual energy. We will find that by changing the quality of your aura, which reflects everything you think, feel, and do, you can automatically change the quality of life. Dimitri, I always love to ask my guests, I probably asked you this on the last show, but you may have forgotten, but I'll ask you again, to think back to an earlier time in your life, either childhood or the teenage years, and remember a person, place, or event that left an indelible mark on your interests and led you to the work or values that you honor now as an adult. So take a minute to think back.
Oh, well, it's easy for me because, you know, when I was growing up, I had more of an artistic background. And, well, my mom was more artistic, my father was more scientific, being a doctor. But, so actually I was fortunate. I had both kind of influences.
Absolutely great, yeah.
Yeah, and I was pursuing a path of film and TV. And actually was going well, and I was in Los Angeles, you know, I'd finished my training and was starting to work in the business, and I was having these moments that I now call my, at the time I was calling my inspirational moments. I wasn't interested in metaphysics at that time. I didn't even have the name for it at that. But I was having, you talked about consciousness, these moments of kind of, well, you know, things just were very different for those moments, and it got so strong, I eventually had my awakening, my spiritual awakening. It took even a moment, a while to realize that's what it was, and then when the word, I associated the word metaphysics with it, and I realized that's what was happening, I couldn't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it completely changed my life. I call it sort of my Saul in the Road to Damascus moment. And then about a year later, after a lot of kind of delving into it, I met Barbara.
Oh, so you met her many years ago. Oh.
Oh, gosh, I met her, yeah. I met her after the, obviously, so how old I am now, after the 84 Olympics.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Age doesn't mean a thing. It's
right.
What's going on within your energy that means everything.
Right, yeah. So, I recognized her that night. There was the meditation she did with the divine light and the clarity of which she was speaking. And I could, you know, the fact that she was speaking from her own experience, not what she had been taught, I said, boy, this is the one I need to study with. And it was soon after that we started to write together. And then eventually, this was some years later, we started the nonprofit together, and it kind of grew. And at the time, in the beginning, I was very happy just being her student. But later on, it started to realize, oh gosh, she's grooming me to teach.
Yes.
You know, and that was a big surprise. But, you know, now we're doing, we just opened a center in Encinitas, California, for the Institute, where we do classes in person online. And actually, Change Your Art, Change Your Life is an updated edition. It was actually the first book we wrote together, because it was, I mean, the no matter what else you do in metaphysics, the foundation is meditation and light. And all. So that's the book that teaches you how to work with spiritual energy. It was interesting as you started writing it, you know, there's so much to write about the aura. But then what we realize is even though it's about the aura, it's really a meditation book because the goal is to change your life. You need to work with the light, and to work with the light, you need to meditate.
Yes.
So it's really to teach you to meditate with the light.
Well, your book is really about the whole story of getting to know yourself as an energy and as a soul,
right,
and to use all aspects of your physical, emotional, and spiritual life to create, manifest the best quality. It's beautifully done, and when you were just talking, and I've seen pictures of you and Barbara, and you know I'm an intuitive, I do Reiki healing and readings for people. And every time I see the picture of you together, I sense and feel that you had another relationship long before this life, right?
Oh, I'm sure we knew each other. I mean, the fact that we were both, happened to both also be Greek. You know, there's a lot of unusual connections there.
And, I can see it, and I can feel it, and I think it was not a coincidence. You know, my first book is Life is No Coincidence. And it was not a coincidence that you came to meet and work together and complete your destiny together.
Right.
And that was planned long before the day that you met.
But, you know, that's what I also kind of tell people. You know, if you say, well, how do you know that? Well, you really don't. We didn't plan it that way.
No.
But if you follow your passion. If I hadn't followed my passion to go to, you know, I lived in Chicago at the time where my family was living. If I hadn't pulled up from there and gone to California to pursue film, which I thought at the time was my purpose in life, I wouldn't have had all these other things happen. So what you need to do is just follow where you're driven right now, and that will take you to the next step,
absolutely,
which again, take you to the next step from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have another coincidence with you. My daughter was a professional actress. For 10 years, she had an extreme gift, and
God bless her.
And she did wonderful work. She did everything there was to do, and I traveled along in that energy and in that environment, helping her. And it wasn't until after that that I found and had my spiritual awakening.
It's
like every part of our life. We are having experiences that are grooming us, that are helping prepare us for what we were born to do. You know, I was a teacher, and then I was in the arts and business, and no experience, no matter how small, is to be devalued. They're all important in creating the road forward for us individually and collectively. That's why we meet all the people and have all the experiences we do. So your story, when you were talking about your beginning and how you went, it sounded way familiar and very wonderful. So we're
the creative is related. I mean, because the creative depends on things of the non-physical.
Absolutely.
You know, the inspirational. So it's actually very close to the spiritual. Yeah.
I think anything that brings you to observe and be part of great beauty and kindness and goodness and wisdom for life and for spirit is part of this journey. And we can find it in many areas of work or theater, music. Anything that is creative is coming from this downloaded energy of universal life. So I want to go on to tell our audience about the aura and how it may work to give us a better quality of health and life.
Right.
You know, I'm a health practitioner, so health always comes into the equation.
Actually, we have a whole book on just that one, the healing power of your aura.
Right.
So, first of all, we all have an aura. The fact that just more recently people are aware of it and are talking about it doesn't mean that it just suddenly popped into our lives. It's been there from the beginning of time. So the aura, as you kind of said at the beginning, it's like an energetic blueprint of the soul. It tells you exactly where you are energetically in all the different parts of your life. So right now, everything we're thinking radiates a quality of energy according to the quality of our thought. So if I'm really angry right now, I'm going to generate an energy corresponding to that anger, which, by the way, looks like this dark, vitiated red color. And guess what? One strong outburst of anger can linger for 2 weeks in the aura if not taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So these energies can be very profound. Everything we feel, think, everything we do, our career, our creativity, and most definitely our health, all show up in the auric field. And we're many colors. You know, some people say, gee, am I a green, I'm a blue, I'm a purple. Well, are you a one-sided person? No. You know, you have many facets. You know, so you have many facets. As a matter of fact, the aura has an anatomy. This is when we were trying to, when I first met Barbara, she had these illustrations that were kind of, they were done by, of course, other people, but they were kind of goofy. And I was trying to think, why don't you have good illustrations? You have such a, you describe the aura so well, but your illustrations don't show that. And when we actually started to do these, I realized why. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because the aura is so specific. So we spent almost like a year just to get those illustrations exactly where they needed to be. And we told the artist, you know, I know you're really creative, but you're here to draw. It's like Grey's Anatomy. You know, the liver's got to look like the liver. The hermetic center's got to look like the hermetic center. You know? And so that's the way we are. Now, the key is the aura is the energetic foundation to manifest anything, create anything in your life. So you need energy to do anything, right? You can't sing, you can't dance, you can't talk. You need energy for everything. So the place you brew that energy spiritually is in the aura. And that's why we call it change your aura, change your life. If the energy to manifest something is in your aura, by divine law, it will show up in your life. That's the way it works. And if it's not in your aura, there's no reason to cry about it. It just means it's something you have to build.
Right.
So, for example, if I'm having an issue with finances, that's an energy first. You know, people think money's just about what I have in my pocket, but it's a consciousness first. And that consciousness starts in your aura. So if in the aura, when you have the prosperity consciousness, it's a beautiful turquoise light. Now, if you don't have that energy, well, you're going to have to take the time to build it. And then that prosperity will show up in your life. Now, one time, Barbara, when I was still first met her and still, you know, mixed in the film biz, she looked at my aura and the heart area, which is your world affairs area. She said, oh, my goodness, there's a lot of turquoise there, which, of course, is a good sign. But at that moment, as you know, film can be a feast or famine kind of a thing. You're working like crazy or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't working a lot at that moment, but the energy was there. Well, literally 2 weeks later, I got one of the best offers I had up to that time. So, in other words, the power to build that is generated in your aura, and then be a little patient to let it move into the outer manifestation stage, and it will. Now, we change our aura, because the aura is not static. It's changing with your thoughts and emotions. So it's changing in one of two ways. One way we've been doing from the beginning of time, and that's with every good word, thought, emotion, act, deed, every kind thing that you are doing, every noble thing, every strong thing, every gracious thing, every generous thing that you do in your life adds to your aura and builds up spiritual power. So keep doing the good things you're doing.
I think you call that the spiritual bank account.
Yeah, that's what you're drawing from. Yeah, you're drawing from that. In the same way, don't avoid being critical or harsh or because that not only does it hurt another person, it lowers your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes energy to worry. It takes energy to be upset. It takes energy to be angry. It takes energy to be resentful. All these things take energy to express, and that degrades the auric field. If I'm constantly worried about something, I have this gray energy in my aura, and that's lowering my energy, not increasing it. And it will help to manifest the worry. That's the other challenge. Now, the other way you change the aura is what we're teaching in the book a lot, is through meditation. So you can actually call on the spiritual powers. That's the bank account you're talking about. So the energy that's in our aura doesn't actually come from us. It comes through us.
Yes. That's a good point. Right.
Right. As we're experiencing life, we're attracting these energies naturally. If I'm creative, like you were talking about, you've been a teacher, you're naturally attracting those energies through your activities.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also make a request to consciously call on them. So, for example, let's say I have a low self-esteem. I don't stand up for myself. Maybe I'm a little bit of a coward when it comes time, let's say, to ask for that raise or something.
Mm-hmm.
In the aura, I will be lacking. I could be a very loving person, by the way, which means I have a lot of pink, but I would be lacking in the gold light, which shows the dynamic courage. So I can literally call in the gold light to build up my dynamic nature. I'm still going to have to go up there and, you know, show the courage, but I will find that it will be easier because the energy is already there,
mm-hmm.
where it was before. And that's what creates the transformation. We say the light work's not a genie. You don't rub the magic lamp and say, you know, I wish for this and it's taken care of.
No, you have to work on creating the energy in yourself to raise your aura.
Right.
And your level of connection to spirit so that you can proceed with consistency. See, most people don't think of this. You have to really put effort, time, and you have to value what it is you wish to create. It's not always what we want, but what we need, because we were born with a destiny and a plan. And I think a certain amount of energy. That's why they say there's old souls and newer souls. So the oldest...
Well, we all come in, yes, with a certain level, but we're supposed to increase it.
Yes. It doesn't matter what level. We're all supposed to.
Exactly. You're supposed to leave with your aura better than the way it came in.
Yes. Hopefully that, you know, I'm writing a new book, New Life Awaits, and how conscious living is actually creating our next experience beyond this life. So it behooves us to do exactly what we're talking about here, raise our level of connection to spirit and follow the hopes and dreams of ourselves and others to create a better reality, a better higher consciousness for all of us, because we're going to take it with us.
Exactly. The light you will take with you. You won't take your fame and your fortune, but you will take your light. And that's the key. Remember, even if you meditate for an hour a day, you know, there's still a lot of hours left in the day. So you're going to be spending a lot more time implementing consciousness than you are going to be calling on it. So let's say you do feel that strong oneness. You know, you're in a meditative state and you do get into your higher self. You do achieve all these wonderful things. Well, that's in your meditation. So then when you're finished, you've got to go out to your job. You've got to go out to your family. You've got to go out to whatever it is you're doing. Can you bring that same level of awareness into different arenas of your life? And as you're able to do that, that's the mark of a spiritual master or a mature person, we should say.
I call it a mature soul.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
not exactly. The person, because our personality always has limitations.
Well, it
and
wants
flaws.
To do its own thing.
Right.
It wants its own
right.
thing. Yeah,
but the
well,
soul, yeah. the soul is gathering maturity. Now, you go on. The book offers over 90 meditations to deepen personal relationships and advance your career and transform destructive emotions. But what are the three keys, the beginning keys for working with energy? What do we have to do first before we proceed to the meditation? Yeah.
Well, the wonderful thing is, you can just go into meditative state for the joy of it, but with these meditations, you do start with an intention. So what we, in other words, before you even start, you decide, what do you want the light to do for you?
Yes.
What are you asking help on? So we can't change everything in an instant, you know. So let's say, okay, today I will work on my prosperity consciousness. Today I will work on love. I've got to forgive somebody. I'm mad at them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm going to work on my career, or I'm going to work on my health, like you said. You decide what you want the light to do for you. And then, and these are all described in the book, you decide, well, what rays, what energies do I need to call on? So if I am sick, there's two rays you're going to call a great deal on. One is actually a purification ray, which is called the orange-red flame. This is to release the black and gray atoms that when you're ill, there's a devitalizing energy that brews in the physical body, and you need to release all that. And then you would bring in the healing agents, the blue light fire. So I would decide all of that ahead of time. So today I want to heal. You know, I'm not feeling so well. I've got a cold right now. I'm going to work with that orange-red flame. I'm going to work with that blue light fire. That's key one. Then key two, I go into this meditative state. We call it the higher self meditation, where you connect with your higher self. you do what we call a meditative prayer to literally call on these energy rays, bring them into your aura and especially the chakras, and in this case, especially the physical body.
I'm glad you brought up the chakras here. Very important. This might be a good time to show how I work with the chakras as a Reiki practitioner, to show how this connects to the aura. The seven main chakras.
So then once you do the meditation, then the third step would be applying the light. So in other words, when I did the meditative state, I brought in consciousness. The light is consciousness. So in the case of illness, I brought in the consciousness of health. So then I've got to live that consciousness. So in other words, if I spend the rest of the day worrying about my illness, I've just counteracted the light work that I receive. So I've got to think in terms of health and then pursue any other avenues that will help, holistic, medical, whatever it is, exercise, you know, whatever I need to do. I need to be, as you have said, proactive in the manifestation of what I just meditated on. And those are the three keys. Now, yes, the chakras, yeah, that's a whole beautiful subject all by itself. So what we say is, if the aura is the first place you make changes in your life, the chakras are going to be the first place you make changes in your aura, because they are the receiving and transmitting stations of divine light. They are like these beautiful golden, like little planets in the body, and they actually rotate. They have an axis and they're spinning. They're active with life force. And they represent different levels of our consciousness, as well as the ability to receive and transmit energy. Now, there are, of course, the seven. In the particular work we do, we focus especially on four of them because they do so much of the receiving and transmitting. One of them is the mental center, which is in the forehead area of the head. This is the nucleus of your thinking self. What we're thinking right now, our conscious awareness, is radiating an energy from this chakra point. Then, of course, the one at the throat, which is the power of our words, and we tell people, be careful what you say. Words have power.
Mm-hmm.
They're creative. Speak the things you want to see happen in your life, or don't speak at all. You know, if you start saying how crappy things are, you're putting that energy out there, and that's the manifestation you're creating.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then the heart chakra, we call in our tradition the hermetic. And this is the manifestation center. This is where your projecting the energies into active life. It's connected to all your worldly affairs, persons, places, things, conditions, situations, your career, your finances, your relationships. They're all making an energetic connection right here. It's a huge area of the aura. I tend to call it the Grand Central Station of the aura because there's so many energies that are moving in and out of this chakra. And of course, it is also where they call it the seat of the soul. This is where the soul is gathering up the many experiences of life through all these interactions with the earth plane. And then there's a beautiful one which is not often talked about in this way, down by the emotional center, by the navel, there is the emotional center. And this emotional center, people confuse thoughts and emotions. You know, my dad is a very successful practicing psychiatrist. And I got, I think, the best understanding of thoughts and emotions when I started studying the aura. Emotions do not think. It's interesting. Barbara has said many times of when I studying, you know, countless auras as she has and helping many people, usually the weakest part of the auric field is that emotional center. You know, you got someone really bright and strong and the mind is good, but the emotions are a little bit jumbled. Because most people forget what the emotions are really meant to do. They're meant to feel, not to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The job of the emotion is to give life to your thoughts. But when you start trying to make decisions just based on your emotional mood, it's literally like going in a car, pressing the accelerator, and say, car, drive. There's nobody steering, you know. So the emotions are like the engine of thought, and they need to be, you know, if the body's like a boat, you know, the mind is the steering mechanism and the emotions is the engine room. And you need to have a strong emotional self, because once you get an idea, it's only until that idea is wed to an emotion that you're going to do something about it. So it's actually your emotions that propel you into action. So it's what you feel strongly about that you're actually going to do something about.
And so that's what we started off talking about at the beginning of the show, why it was important to think back to childhood and to the passions we had, the feelings we had, so we could create the life we wanted going forward.
Exactly.
You just made that beautiful connection there, which I like very much. Dimitri, what would you like readers to take away after reading Change Your Aura, Change Your Life, briefly?
Well, number one, to really just start meditating every day. Meditation is the master key to the spiritual life. You need that time away from and meditating, not walking, meditating, talking, meditating, silent time, or I should say private time with you and the divine. That's what we're really encouraging the most in the book. And also to realize that your spiritual awakening is not an accident. It's God knocking on your door, and to just do your absolute best to follow through on all of that.
Absolutely. I think we were born to wait to hear that knock, to truly regain our innocence and our trust in life and in the possibilities of all things wonderful. So I want to thank you, Dimitri Moriatis, co-author of Change Your Life, Change Your Aura, for sharing a detailed and organized way for readers to understand the aura and its connection to the divine source, and for sharing in the book meditations and thoughts on the rays of life that influence thought and action for personal change in all areas of consciousness. To learn more and to purchase this necessary book in improving and enhancing personal transformation, go to spiritualarts.org. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discovered the source of unlimited spiritual energy that shows us expressing that everything we think, feel, and do radiates a spiritual energy that comes through in various colors and hues. Known as your aura or your spiritual blueprint, it is the map to your strengths and weaknesses. You can learn how to change the quality of your aura, uplifting yourself from fear or self-doubt to create more positive thinking, better actions, and improve the quality of your spiritual and your physical life. We have also discovered that by having a strong working knowledge of the divine light, we can improve our soul life and help maturity, and our aura is constantly reflecting the changes in our thinking, affecting life in a miraculous way. Dimitri wrote, "All life is teeming with spiritual energy. Even what appears to be empty space is filled with spiritual activity. Because you live in this sea of energy, you're constantly intermingling with other energy flows. Think of how many people you interact with on a daily basis. Each one of the people has his or her own auric field, which may be enlightened, devolved, or mixed. So in developing your aura, you need to be aware not only of your own vibration, but of how you are interacting with other vibrations. To maintain your spiritual equilibrium, strive to maintain a healthy interaction with the world around you." Dimitri and I would have you use meditation, the use of color, positive thoughts, protection methods, visualizations, contemplate spiritual energy as the conduit of consciousness, and work with the chakras and aura to create the best results in your life relationships and to find a greater connection to higher self and God. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders in the field of metaphysics, energy science, psychology, education, medicine, music, and the arts. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you.